Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to the Midlife Crisis Podcast. This podcast is recorded on anchor.fm. Don't forget to subscribe and press the follow button so that every time I do a podcast, you can and will be notified. And I appreciate the digital currency as it helps the algorithms for this podcast to increase. I just want to get right into it, honey, because I have a few things to do, but I do want to give this heads up. So I was sitting and progressing my own chart and saw in a couple of days from now that Mars is going to go into Gemini. So Mars is currently in Taurus, which talks about stability, food, money, this kind of thing. When it goes into Gemini, this is talking about communication, all forms of communication, short trips, so forth and so on. But for me personally, the house that it is sitting in, it's bringing in a plethora of new people. So I appreciate that for sure, because I've been putting in some work. I've been putting in some work, y'all. So what I did was looked at the transiting chart in general, not at America's chart. I didn't look at that, just the transiting chart in general. And what I saw with the North Node, Uranus, and Mars stellium in Taurus was that it was sitting in the eighth house, the house that is ruled by Scorpio, co-ruled by Pluto. And Pluto's co-ruler is Mars, right? At the eighth house, the house of beginnings, endings, sex, insurance, networking, entrepreneurship, going into business together, this kind of thing. Well, the eighth house also rules magic, as in hoodoo, voodoo, witchcraft, spellcraft, anything along those lines. And so we have Mars changing from Taurus to Gemini, and here lies my discernment. So we have Mars going into Gemini on August 20th in the stellium with the North Node and Uranus, all in the eighth house, the house of sex magic. So we're going to begin to see people, and we'll probably see this on social media, where there's conversations about sex magic and all mannerisms of this type of thing. Excuse me, y'all know I have my coffee and my water. So it's going to be people with Mars and Gemini in that eighth house. This is talking about bisexuality. So we're going to see bisexual women doing sex magic on people and bisexual men doing sex magic on people. Now, why are they doing it? Well, they are doing it for stability, because Taurus is still sitting there in the eighth house with the North Node and Uranus. So we have bisexual people doing sex magic on whomever they are in contact with, and they'll be doing it for stability. That's their bottom line. They want stability. I personally don't like when people have that sense of entitlement and they think that it is okay to go against someone else's free will just to get whatever it is that they want. Because let's be clear and let's be honest. If a witch or a warlock were to say, hey, you have stability in this area, I don't, and I want it. So I'm going to psychically attach myself to you and do sex magic on you so that I can have or partake in the type of stability that you have. No one is going to say that out of their mouths. No one in their right mind is going to say, okay, you can do sex magic on me and psychically attach yourself to me and partake on this good, good blessing of stability that I have in this particular area. No one in their right mind is going to say that. And so these witches and warlocks, they sneak and they do these things behind people's back and unbeknownst to them. And that is where you take a person's right to choose away from them. The principle behind that is what I have a problem with. When you bamboozle, deceive, or swindle, or trick somebody into doing what you want them to do for your selfish benefit. I have a problem with that. Another thing that I like about Mars is that Mars, and I've said this before and I'll say it again, it stores up that quick karma. As I've been reading the book of Proverbs, I told you about the Bible verse that talks about opportunities, right? And how people have a tendency to take advantage of the wrong opportunities. But when the right one comes along, they bypass it. Or they think that it is too good to be true, and they bypass it. The Bible does, in principle and in theory, talks against taking advantage of the wrong opportunity, but nevertheless, that's what society does. Take advantage of the wrong opportunities. And so Mars is going to be sitting there like, what choice will you make? Did you learn anything during Aries season? Because Aries is ruled by Mars. And during Aries season, people experienced one of two things. Number one, they experience circumstances and situations happening quickly, whether that turned out to be positive or it turned out to be negative. It happened quickly. Or number two, people learned lessons that taught them to slow down. Slow down before you make a definitive decision. Slow down and think things through. It's one of the two. So here we have Mars in the eighth house, transiting within the next 3 days into Gemini, presenting people with opportunities. And just as society typically does, people will take advantage of the wrong opportunities. On top of them taking advantage of the wrong opportunities, these witches and warlocks will be doing whatever type of spells concerning sex magic, using sex magic to do the shitty things that they do to innocent people and the people that they are in contact with. Especially those that they are in contact with the most often. And Mars is saying, you learned nothing during Aries season. Okay. I'm going to give you your just desserts because you've learned nothing during Aries season. And those who will be doing sex magic on innocent people will definitely be reaping their just desserts. And with Uranus sitting in that house in Taurus, it's going to be unexpected, out of the blue, and suddenly shocking. And the person's going to say, oh, I didn't think that was going to happen. I didn't think that was going to turn out like that. I definitely didn't mean for that to happen. And then we have the North Node in Taurus, still sitting in that same eighth house, saying, this was destiny for you. Your karma was destiny for you. It was fate. You had the option to choose, and you chose wrong. You learned nothing during Aries season. And North Node is going to sit in Taurus for a very long time. So the impact or the effects of that karma will be long lasting. The point of this particular podcast is to tell you to beef up, amp up your protection. Whatever your spiritual belief system is, I do not judge anyone's spiritual practices. Whatever it is that you do for protection, you need to amp it up and you need to be consistent with it for about 2 months, because Mars Gemini is going to sit in that eighth house for about 2 months. Then it's going to change houses to the seventh house, and then Mars is going to be in retrograde. And there is where it will, well, Mars in retrograde will stay that way until the end of 2022. And it'll still be in Gemini. Right? Yeah, it'll still be in Gemini. So the only thing Mars is going to do is change houses. And then it'll go into retrograde. So if you have your crystals, you put them in your hair, your pocket, whatever it is that you do, do it. I mentioned the black walnuts before. I did mention going to the website nuts.com. Purchasing a big bag of those walnuts, because we are going to whether they announce a recession or depression, the walnuts will not be available, or they may not be available for you to purchase. So now is a good time to get as much black walnuts as, you know, you're going to get. You're going to need to create a bath with those black walnuts, so that you can break any type of psychic attachments or projections that people will try to do on you, to break it off of you. And you need to stay away from people that practice this type of thing. Why? Because they have a tendency of practicing on people that they are in contact with, people that they speak to the most often. And then they do it for stupid, what I deem to be stupid reasons. There's no way that a person can think to themselves, oh, I don't have stability, so let me take a shortcut and do witchcraft on somebody and take their stability from them, or partake in their stability so that I can have stability. No, bitch, go and look into your natal chart and see why you don't have stability from the beginning, and do the work. Do the work. And then you'll have stability. You don't have to be doing, you know, this type of thing to innocent people and then putting yourself in a position to endure karma. Doesn't make sense. There's no shortcut. When it comes to your own gifts, skills, and talents, there is no shortcut. You make a mess of things for yourself, and all you do is extend that time, because you're still going to have to do it at the end of the day. You're still going to have to do your work at the end of the day. So, again, whatever it is that you do for your spiritual protection, do that. I personally call on my God. I always say I'm a whole Christian. Believe in God the Father, Christ the Son, and the Holy Spirit. I read my Bible. I pray. I have conversations with God. I have a relationship with God. And when I have a problem, I just go to God. That's it. I don't spend $200 buying all of this stuff and doing all of this stuff and putting turkey wing seasoning together and doing all of this stuff. No. I'd rather take my $200 to Ruth Chris and have a really nice steak dinner and have some stuff to take home afterwards that I could have for lunch the next day. $200 is some groceries, to be honest with you. That's a light bill and a cell phone bill, if you ask me. But I'm just saying, I could find something more productive to do with $200 than to go to a botanical store or a metaphysical shop and spend $200 trying to make my life better. I might as well just look at my natal chart and see where my problems are at and do the work, keep my money in my pocket, and I'll make my life better over time. There's no reason to try to do instant gratification. It doesn't work. And then you make a mess on top of it not working. Like, where's the results at the end of the day? I have better results with God than to spend $200 in a botanical store or a metaphysical shop. That's just me. So moving on to the next story, had a couple of consultations with some acquaintances that they know me personally, and I'm noticing this pattern that keeps happening. They say with me, they have a consultation, I tell them what it is that I see in their chart, and they asked me these really dense questions. I told one person, you know, this looks like you're going to have some unexpected expenses and it's going to come, you know, on behalf of a woman. However, those unexpected expenses plays out, just have the heads up that it's on the horizon. And the person said to me, what is unexpected expenses? And I'm saying, I started to be sarcastic, y'all. I really did. Because what the fuck do you mean? What is an unexpected expense? But I wasn't sarcastic. I said to her, I rephrased it, right? In all of my patience, I rephrased it. And I said, you're going to have to spend money that you didn't plan on spending. Then the person was looking for me to give a name. The natal chart will never say Jane Doe or John Doe, Susie, Karen, Tamisha, Bob, Billy, John, Jake from State Farm. It will never say that. So I said to the person, I don't get names from the natal chart, but what I can tell you is that it is a female, and she is related, as in family, blood, DNA. She was trying to get more of an answer than that. I couldn't give her that. You see, Gemini will tell you about siblings, aunts, and uncles in any house from house 1 through 12. Blood, DNA, flesh of your flesh, blood of your blood. DNA, family. That's Gemini. Venus will tell you about females, particularly younger females, a female younger than you. Regardless of what house it is sitting in, from house 1 through 12, it'll tell you about a young female, not a sibling, not a relative, but a young female. So if it's not a sibling and it's not a relative, then who is it? If you have the moon, regardless of what house it's in, houses 1 through 12, the moon is talking about your mother, your grandmother, period. If you have the sun, regardless of what house it's sitting in, houses 1 through 12, this is going to tell you about your father or your grandfather, period. Moving on to the next consultation. Tell the person, you know, my acquaintance. I said, well, you know, I gave you the printout. And I gave you dates. You got dates going all the way through to September. The next time you should come to me about anything is in October. Your Ada made it crystal clear. Anything important. Your day-to-day life. Whether you're going to eat a hot dog that day, whether you're going to wash your hair that day, I personally don't get into. I look for the important things. How you travel, if it'll be an accident, if it'll be a delay, an opportunity to win some money, play the lotto, buy a scratch off, win some money. An opportunity to shift in careers. A moral, a principle that you need to learn for your personal development, mental and emotional, personal development, spiritual growth, spiritual maturity. If you're going to have a flood in your bathroom or in your basement. If you have a narcissistic parent, not wanting to let go of control. Enemies sneaking in like little snakes. Your supervisor trying to set you up to throw you under the bus so that they can take advantage of an opportunity that they know is coming on the job. Your neighbor who's your enemy. This is what I look at in the natal chart. I don't care to see you walking down a block in a natal chart. Can I find it? Yes, it's in Gemini. Do I care about you wearing the color purple on that day? No. Can I see it in a natal chart? Yes, Venus. I don't care about you cleaning your house. Changing the curtains. Let's say cleaning the bathroom. Can I see that in the natal chart? Yes. Virgo moon. Do I care to tell you these little things? No. I'm sure there's other astrologists that would say, I see you planting a bush in front of your house. Matter of fact, it looks like it's an aloe plant that you'll be planting, you know, in the front of your house. I see you horseback riding in the ocean. I'm sure there are astrologers who like things like that. Can I find that horseback riding in the ocean in the natal chart? Yes. I can. Do I want to be bothered with it? No. But I'm seeing the new people that are coming in combination with the people that have my personal phone number, have one thing in common. They want me to find these minuscule things for them in the natal chart. I'm not interested in it. I'm a modern day Moses. And that means I'm here. Part of my purpose is to help people go towards their North Node. And that takes personal development to do that. That takes healing to do that. That takes learning values, your own personal values, in order to do that. I'm here to give, to be the mouthpiece of God and to give the prophetic word. I'm not here to say, go and buy a silver microwave. I'm not here for that. I'm not here to coddle anybody. I am holiness raw and uncut. My coddling. Will I be empathetic, compassionate, and this kind of? Absolutely. It's in my nature. Am I a polite person? Absolutely. It's in my nature. Do I have boundaries? Absolutely. 110%. But I'm not going to tell you your carpet is pink. I'm not doing that. I'm not going to tell you shave all your hair off. I'm not doing that. It's not what I'm here for. I'm not here to tell you you're going to get a pimple on your nose. My task from God is to prepare the people for what is to come. The ultimate goal being to prepare to meet your maker. Salvation. If you can't trust yourself, how the hell are you going to trust God? If you can't trust your own judgment, how the hell are you going to cross? How the hell are you going to trust God? How? The bride of Christ is about preparing yourself. It's about preparing yourself. There's a whole journey that you got to go on through the course of your life in order to be prepared to be that bride of Christ. Whether you are a male or a female, you're still the bride of Christ. You're listening to this podcast, or you've read my blog, you follow me on Pinterest. I did not choose you. God chose you, and he sent you to me. He sent you to me because he knows that I can be trusted with the assignment. It is not me, per se, that has anything to do with your salvation, your growth, and nothing to do with me at all. I take zero, accountability or responsibility for any of that stuff. It is out of my hands. It all belongs to God. I give God all and full credit. I am simply just his mouthpiece. Holiness raw and uncut. Do I cuss from time to time? Absolutely. Do I let you guys know I'm half hood and half holy? Absolutely. I got t-shirts that say half hood and half holy. Do I deny it? No. Sometimes I got to get a little bit gangster on people. And that's because some people can't accept being treated like a human being. They have to be spoken to like dogs on the street. Unfortunately. Do I want to? No. I don't want to talk to anybody like a dog on the street. But I will. Half hood, half holy. That's me. So my acquaintance, contacts me looking for some more information aside from what I gave. And I said, well, you want to talk about now? You need to cash at me. And I'll talk to you about it. And my acquaintance has sent me a Cash App right then and there. It's cool. Because one thing that I've come to discover with my acquaintances, they think, well, some of them, because some of them, they don't take advantage of the information and knowledge and wisdom that I have. They don't at all. They don't care. And then others, they want to take advantage of having me in their life, with all of the knowledge, wisdom, and understanding, and all this good stuff that I have. And I have to stop them, and I say, I'm a whole entrepreneur. You know my business. You know I can be trusted, right? You need to pay. Just because you know me, that don't mean you get it for free. Now, if I decide on my own free will that I want to do it for you for your birthday as a birthday gift, that is that's on me. But when you come over here to get this good, trusted information, you need to pay. It's my business. You know that. My acquaintance sent me the cash app. I said, what's your question? And I asked what was the question because I had already gave information with dates through the month of, all the way through to the end of September. Shouldn't really be coming back until October. So my acquaintance says, so what's going on in the chart now? And I said, oh my God. You literally have a printout. Like literally. You literally have a printout. So it was a waste of my time to sit there, open up that Word document, and give dates and what was going to transpire either on that date or around that date. It was a waste of my time. I don't think that I'll be giving my acquaintances printouts anymore. They don't go over it. I do my own printout. And sometimes I just briefly look over the natal chart and I have a little journal and I write down what it was that I saw. Sometimes I look at my own transiting chart, my progress transiting chart, and I see things and I write, you know, that down and I write the date, but I go back over it as well. That's what I spent the time to do. So if they're not going to go over the printout that I took my time to do, you're just going to call me any freaking way. Well, to pay me. That's it. Pay me. And I won't bother to do the printout. Take my time. You know how much I paid for that Microsoft suite? To have all that good stuff in that Microsoft suite. You know, I pay for it not only for myself, but also for the people that come to me as well. I paid good money for the freaking software. Not only for myself, but for the people that come to me as well. So I go over it again with him because he paid me, right? I say, well, he got all these here women, which I told you before, all these women. I think you're attractive. We're talking to you. Some of them younger than you. Some of them older than you. That's what I put in that printout. But then you're going to have the older ones. The younger ones is really going to be trying to scoop you. But the older ones, though they are trying to scoop you, they're really going to be talking to you about religion and God, really. Because it's time for you to be open-minded towards God. It's in your printout. I said that. And he says, oh, I did have a lady. You know, we was working out at the gym. It was just a regular old conversation. I didn't get the impression that, you know, she wanted to talk to me. But then she was talking to me about God. Oh. So I'm saying to myself, he's so flabbergasted at how what I predicted from the natal chart maybe like 2 months ago had actually manifested and played out. But that tells me he didn't even bother to go over the freaking printout. And he begins to talk to me about this trucking stuff. I said, okay, so I guess he didn't have another conversation with my other acquaintance who made $1 million in 2020 that, you know, got the CDL license and did the trucking, you know, that whole story that I shared with y'all. So I told him he was going to be meeting someone, a male, right? Not a relative, not a family member, but it's going to be a male, right? He's going to have a conversation with him about trucking. And they're going to work together. And that's when the long distance traveling is going to begin to happen. And had he had went over that printout, he would have known that it was actually coming up in the next few days. So I reiterated that to him. And he said, well, who is he? I said, I can't give you a name. The natal chart don't have names. It don't have names. Like I even, when he came to my house, you guys, I showed him on my laptop what the natal chart looked like. It's a bunch of freaking symbols. There is no names in the symbols. It don't say Joe. So I had to reiterate that. It does not have a name. It's a male. And he's serious about his business. How do I know? Because of the aspect of Saturn. Now I got all of that from his transiting chart. So I can see what other people, I can see other people through someone else's natal chart. I can see their intentions. I can see what they're thinking. I can see where you're going to meet, when you're going to meet. I can't give you a name. I cannot. So he says, well, what is he going to talk to me about? And there goes that dense-ass question again. I said, oh, my God. Lord, you know I got patience. You know I got patience. Because we're sitting here talking about you becoming more independent in trucking and, you know, having your own, you know, business or working for yourself in trucking. And you're going to, and I'm telling you, you're going to meet somebody that's going to link up with you, right? And y'all going to talk about trucking and you're going to work together. You're going to ask me, what is the conversation about? Me and my patients, I rephrased it. And I said, I own ABC Trucking. And I'm in the business of teaching others to be independent in their own business. You work under me, but you work with my dispatchers. The dispatchers is the one that give you your caseload, the project, whatever you call it. You choose your schedule. If you want to take a month off, you take a month off. There's no paycheck. You get paid when you do a drive, a truck run. And he says to me, I'm missing something somewhere. I dropped the phone, y'all. I dropped the phone. It's not like I speak Spanish and I was trying to communicate with a person that speaks English. I said, well, I don't know. I'm missing something too. Me too. It makes two of us. Then he reworded what I said into trucking lingo. And I was trying to figure out, he got it right, y'all. He got it right. But I was trying to figure out what the fuck was he missing. What I'm not going to do is communicate in some other lingo. I think that I was clear when I said, you're going to meet somebody who's going to talk to you about trucking. Y'all are going to work together. You're going to be more independent, right? You're going to have your own business. And you're going to start traveling long distance. No more short distance. It will take you an hour to get somewhere. So no more of that. This is a couple of hours away, long distance. A day away, long distance. And that's not clear enough. I don't know what to tell you if that's not clear enough. I don't know what to tell you if that's not clear enough. So I'm going to go make myself something to eat now. I'm going to make something to eat. Enjoy my day. My calendar is free for the day. No new consultations for a little while. I'm going to pause these acquaintances and keep it with the people who previously booked with me. For a little while, the next few weeks at least. And embrace the new ones that come, because I see them coming in through my chart, the new people coming in for consultations. But for the rest of this week, I have no new consultations because I cannot. I cannot pick up again next week, starting Monday. And I think that I don't have any bookings for Monday. I think it's Tuesday where it picks up. So I think what I'm going to do is kind of change something around on my website, because I do take my astrology classes. So that I can become a certified professional astrologer. I don't want any burnout either. Child. What's an unexpected expense? What? What's the conversation about? What? God is good all the time, y'all. God is good all the time. All right, so I've spoken about what I wanted to talk about, which was Mars entering Gemini on August 20th. Get your spiritual protection up. You know, get your bath together. Break these things. Be careful about who it is that you're coming in contact with. It is not a season for new friends. I think I've mentioned that before in a previous podcast. It's not a season for new friends. If you do decide to make new friends, you have to remember your boundaries. Why? Because of Pluto going into Aquarius. You know, I've been talking about that for a while. So the friends aren't really friends according to the transiting chart. Okay? They're not. You can make, let's use the word acquaintance. So if you want to make new acquaintances, just remember your boundaries. But as far as friends go, they're not really friends. It's a facade. Okay? So just remember your own personal boundaries. Thank you for spending about 45 minutes with me. If you don't already have Pinterest, go on ahead and download the app, create a free profile. Follow me at the THE Caribbean Astrologer. And don't forget to press the follow button so that every time I do a podcast, you can and will be notified. And I appreciate the digital currency. Shalom.